Yeah, Coach, 13 of the 16 semifinal games have been decided by 10 points or more. There's only been three close games since they started back in 2014.
Yeah. And we talked, I've heard a lot of conversation over the last 24 hours or so about how, oh, Cincinnati doesn't belong, Cincinnati doesn't belong. Well, let me ask you, when Clemson blew Alabama off the field out in San Francisco a few years ago, does that mean Alabama doesn't belong? No, these games, you know, year in and year out, you're going to have two, maybe three teams that are just head and shoulders above everyone else. You know, it's not that these teams don't belong. It's just that, Alabama's a pretty good football team right now.
Yeah, well, we can go back and look at Oklahoma. They've been getting beat. Notre Dame's gotten beat badly two times. As you mentioned, Clemson blew out Alabama. And, here's the bottom line. If you go back and look at it, and people don't want to admit it, unless you're the elite level of Clemson, Alabama, LSU that one year, I mean, you're not going to compete.
I totally agree. And look, Georgia just manhandled Michigan. And I think there's no doubt about it. We knew this back in August when we were talking, previewing the season. Alabama and Georgia, right now, you know, everyone, it's their world. Everyone else is just living in it.
Yeah, and I got that game wrong. I really thought Michigan would be able to hang within the 7.5 or 8 points, and it wasn't even close. Maybe that Alabama loss in the title game where Alabama needed the win and Georgia didn't, that was the wake-up call that Georgia needed.
I totally agree with that. I told a buddy of mine last night, there's the worst thing that you can have is a desperate team with talent, and that's exactly what Georgia was against Michigan the other night.
That's right, Coach. And, it's the Dogs dominated every stat in that game. And Stetson Bennett, he got a lot of criticism after that SEC title game. But in the semifinal game, he completed passes to 9 different receivers. So I think he's got to be feeling pretty confident right now.